Catch the spring and bloom event at Whole Foods Market with savings for Easter, casual gatherings, and more. Save on no antibiotics ever meat, best of season spring produce, brunch favorites, sweets, and more through April 22nd.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
An IBEC conference, IBEC or the big employers union or lobby group, they heard this week how parental leave for male employees is still seen by some as a career killer. And in fact, an ESRI study showed that about only half of parents avail of paternity leave. Fewer again, a quarter of men take parents' leave compared with much more women. So News Talk Simon Tierney is with me to discuss. Simon, remind me, did you avail of this additional leave?
Do you know I did?
That the Wokerati have imposed on well-functioning offices.
Yeah, well, it was really the EU that imposed
on well, they're the high priests of the Wokerati over there in Brussels.
I did actually. I took paternity leave and the associated benefits. I also took parents' leave. It's a bit, all a bit of a word salad, you know. It's a kind of parental leave, parents' leave. They're all a little bit different. But
is there paternity leave?
Paternity leave is 2 weeks currently.
Okay. There's three P's.
Sorry, yeah, there's three P's. There's paternity, parents, and parental.
Oh,
they're
wow.
All different types of leave.
Parents and parental are different.
Yeah, so parental leave is unpaid
yeah.
and it's up to the age of 12 years of age, I think, that okay. your child is. And you can take a certain amount of leave during those 12 years, unpaid from your employer. Parents' leave is now 9 weeks. When I first became a father, it was 7 weeks.
Okay.
And that is paid in inverted commas, which we'll come to in a second. It's not really paid. It's tokenistic. And then there's, of course, paternity leave, which is self-explanatory. That's for the 2 weeks after.
Why did you decide to take the leave that you could?
Well, I took paternity leave because I wanted to support my partner, now wife, that she was, you know, we were going through a huge milestone as a family, and I needed to be there to help her. Her family don't live in Ireland, and there just wasn't any question about it. The problem is that it was a struggle to take because I lost out on a certain amount of my salary. Paternity leave in this country is currently paid at €289 per week.
Yeah.
Okay, so the problem is that it isn't replacing anybody's salary. The minimum wage in this country will give you €526.50. So even if you're on minimum wage, you're getting about half of that replaced
okay.
From your PRSI. If you're an average earner in this country, your average wage is currently €850. So you would be taking a 75% hit if you were to take paternity leave.
Mm.
So what we have is we've got a system which is tokenistic. The government have kind of dressed it up as this kind of great milestone in social progress for the country since they brought it in a few years ago. But what it in fact reflects is that the Irish government were backed into a corner by Brussels, who said that, look, the legislation says that as a member of the EU, you have to have paternity leave and paternity benefit in place. The Irish government has done the bare minimum to fulfill our obligations to Europe. And it's not fit for purpose. It's not on par with our European neighbours, particularly our European neighbours in Scandinavia, who are way out ahead on this. And it doesn't help men, but neither does it help women, most importantly.
So this, as I said right at the outset, is on foot of comments made by Cara McGann. She's IBEX head of skills and social policy. And I think it's important to acknowledge she wasn't suggesting it's a career killer. She was saying the problem actually in Ireland is, I'm sure it's financial, as you say, but she says, you know, beyond the financial thing, there's actually a cultural problem, and it's that
lots of men see taking this leave as a career killer. That's their perception. Listen, that's a nice idea. In an ideal world, I'd do it, but that's a career killer. So I'm not going to make that call.
Yeah, I really think that's a stretch, I have to say.
Really?
Like, paternity leave is 2 weeks. Unless you work...
I think though, that most people will take the week or two after, the 2 weeks after. I think it's the longer leaves. The leave up to age 12 or the 7 to 9
most
weeks.
Most people aren't doing any of this. Most people, only half of the Irish male workforce are taking paternity leave in the first place. So I'd say that's a very small minimum who are taking more than 2 weeks of paternity leave. To say that it's going to really affect your career, I mean, unless you're working in some really high tension, you know, if you're a trader or something and Trump keeps changing the thing every 5 minutes, maybe that, but like...
I wouldn't take it though, because of the career.
Why?
Because I think it would absolutely impact my career negatively to take a chunk of time away from it.
2 weeks?
Yeah, I took 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. Paternity leave is 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I think the bigger issue is the lower take up with the longer leave.
Of parents' leave.
Yeah, parents' leave or parents or parental.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't taken parental leave. I mean, that's like, there's no payment. Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to pay the bills? Parental leave is a complete joke.
Like, so do you think, though, if
parents' leave, you said, just to answer your question. So parents' leave, again, that's not fit for purpose at all because it's not replacing a person's salary. Hmm. Is it going to be a threat to your career? Now, I think there's very few people who are going to take parents' leave in a block, in a 7 or a 9 week block. You would break it up. But like, I mean, like the government every year for the last few years, they've extended parents' leave by an extra 2 weeks. And again, they dress it up as, lads, aren't we doing great? Another 2 weeks for you to spend with your children. But it's completely unrealistic that men are going to be able to take that.
Do you think that attitude that would exist, that I would have, that taking the longer stretches of leave is career suicide, that might be eroded somewhat if there was better pay?
Yeah, so...
Or are they separate issues, the pay and the culture?
Yeah, that's a good
attitude.
Question. So I think if parents' leave replaced your salary, like in a lot of European countries, benefits are done not on a universal flat rate like we do in Ireland for everything, just because it's bureaucratically much easier. They do it as a means-tested thing. Mm. So if you're earning a certain amount of money, then that will be replaced. I think you will have much greater uptake of paternity leave and parents' leave if it's going to mirror your salary. However, I think it's unlikely that men in particular are going to take long blocks of time because I agree with you, I would be worried that would affect my career. But it is designed in a specific way that you can break it up. That, like, I think it's unrealistic that someone's going to take 7 weeks in a row.
Who wants to play golf for 7 weeks in a row, Simon?
I know. I mean,
you're better off to split it up. You know,
it's just so hard to get the time.
Ah, we're awful. Well, I'm awful. You're marginally better. Simon, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
All right, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
If your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah! Crushed it."
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.